Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Whenever I run into this cat, whether it's at the seaport or up in Bristol, you always bring a big smile on my face, Damien. So great to have you, and I so appreciate your time on this Saturday afternoon. I know you have a huge family, and they probably love every minute they're with you. So we do appreciate your time today. Thank you, my friend.
No, thank you for having me on, Anita.
Well, first and foremost, Roger Goodell releases a video yesterday in response to the players' video that was released on Thursday. What was your first reaction when you saw and heard the video, Damien?
For me, it was, almost just had a chuckle. Life comes at you fast, because if you look at the timeline, from when Colin Kaepernick first started his peaceful protest and the reaction that the stance that the NFL took, fast forward now to, 3 years later, whatever it's been, and wow, how the times have changed. I think it's just, I do want to commend Roger Goodell for, I think, admitting the wrong, although I would have liked to had heard him mention Colin Kaepernick in that, but that might have been more of a legal thing, for the reason as to why he didn't do that. But I want to commend Roger Goodell for, at least admitting they were wrong in this particular situation. But I think just from a bigger picture standpoint, it just shows the power that these players have. When you're passionate about something and you express it in a meaningful way, you have a lot of power. And when I looked at the video that Michael Thomas had, basically collaborated with a member of the NFL's social media department, I mean, you saw stars all over the league, from Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham Jr., Jamal Adams, obviously Michael Thomas, but I think the biggest one was getting Patrick Mahomes, because we all know, Anita, it's mm-hmm. one thing when you have different, when you have different skill position, but when you have the quarterback, the face of the face of the league, voicing his opinion, that's a game changer. And I'm sure, Park Avenue, when they saw that video with Patrick Mahomes in it, they were like, oh boy, we have to do something here, because this is major. And I commend the players on that.
Very interesting. I'm hearing reports that Roger Goodell had no idea that Michael Thomas was collaborating with a social media rep from the NFL. I'm going to have Jim Trotter on the show a little bit later, around 1:30 this afternoon, and see if what he knows or what he's heard. But, I find that kind of interesting. Do you feel, Damien, that if the players would not have, if Michael Thomas and the players would not have created that video, that we would not have heard from Roger Goodell?
Not this type of stance that he put out on Friday. I mean, literally, the NFL went from, issuing some statement or something to that effect to a full-on video of Roger Goodell in his basement admitting that the NFL was wrong. Think about that, Anita. I mean, you're talking about the NFL, one of the most powerful entities in the United States, admitting on a Friday night after the players put out their video the day prior that they were wrong. That is huge. And we saw on Twitter, all yesterday evening, last night, just the firestorm it just created on Twitter. And that just, again, it just goes to show you, when you get behind a cause, when players get behind a cause, they have power.
So what happens now moving forward? I opened up the show and I played the audio of Roger Goodell. I played the audio of the players' video, some of Malcolm Jenkins that was, and of course Drew Brees, and all that's transpired in the past 24 to 48 hours. But words are one thing. We both know that. Actions are another. Like, for example, Adrian Peterson was asked, so are players going to kneel now? And he said, yeah, we're all going to kneel. So what happens to that rule that was implemented in 2018 where, if you kneel, you get fined. So stay in the locker room. What's the expectation here, Damien?
level. I think it's going to be some interesting gymnastics that are going to go on, because I don't think the players are going to back down from this. I think the dam has broken wide open, and the players are spoken in this particular situation. I think the NFL sees where the winds are going right now, and it's definitely not going in the direction that they were going prior. So the NFL, what makes NFL is really good at PR and understand these type of wins that they see going on. And I think they understand that, man, we have to figure this thing out, because us going against the grain this go around is not going to be, it's going to be a PR disaster for the NFL.
Damian Woody joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Damian, you know the NFL more than I do, obviously. There is certain owners that have more power than others. Like Jerry Jones, in my opinion, probably has to be the most powerful NFL owner out of all the 32 plus, right? So, and he has been really the strongest to be, anti-protesting, anti-kneeling. So, I'm really, really intrigued, and a huge Trump supporter, and Trump came out and kind of came after Drew Brees for apologizing. Drew Brees came back at Trump last night with a message on Instagram. So now it's really gotten politically messy. But we're talking again, and disagree with me if you feel differently, but Jerry Jones to me is the most powerful owner in the NFL. And so how this is all going to play out with his say and his control and his power amongst all 32 teams, is going to be really, really interesting to me.
Yeah, Anita, I actually tweeted out yesterday, it's one thing for Roger Goodell to, put out a video statement from his basement, which was big, but I want to hear from all 32 owners. They pay Roger Goodell a lot of money to basically be the front man and take a lot of heat. But I think a lot of people are past that. They want to hear from the actual, the actual people in charge. Roger Goodell is not in charge. The 32 owners are in charge. So myself, and I'm sure a lot of other people, want to hear from the owners. What is their take? What are they going to do? How are they going to get involved in this? Because again, this movement is not going away. It's not going away. It's not going to simmer down. It's not going to be one of those things where, sometimes when these situations come up, they just say, let's just wait it out. It'll die down. I just don't see that happening this go around. So I want to hear from the 32 owners, where do they stand, and how are they going to deal with this, with this whole issue?
Yeah, I call it wash, rinse, and repeat. And it seems like that has been what we've experienced time and time again when, we've seen a minority, die in the hands of authorities, and there's an uproar. And there's a protest, and then nothing's done. And I think you're absolutely right, Damian. This has a different feel to it. And one thing that we're hearing a lot is how we need, it's not about minorities and Caucasians. It's not about black and brown. It's about all colors coming together and fighting for justice and equality. And, I said before you came on, I typically rip millennials. I'm not the kindest person when it comes to millennials, but I have to commend them. This is a generation, Damian, and I believe I'm a little bit older than you, but this is a generation that, we haven't seen anything like this. We haven't seen unity like this ever. And I think that's a big part of it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have millennials and Gen Z, in my household, and the conversations that we have, and I think the biggest thing is the energy. That's what's different this time around. It's the energy. I think the energy of, the young people to say, we're not going to let this thing die down. We're going to keep this energy, and we're going to push forward not only for reform, police reform, but all different other type of injustices. So, I commend the younger generation. I always say they're going to be the one that's going to bring about big change, and people better hop on the bandwagon and jump aboard, because again, I'm going to say it again, this is not going to die down. This is going to keep going.
Damian, last thing for you before I let you go. Do you see any way that this affects the hiring process? I know we spent some time discussing it about a month ago in regard to some of the changes, because the Rooney Rule obviously is not working. We've reversed the last few years in regard to the percentage of minorities representing coaches and in front office people. But do you see this movement in the NFL coming out and saying we're wrong? And do you see this changing what the percentage of minorities in coaching and front office will be?
Well, I'm in wait and see approach, because again, it goes back to, you know, the NFL, they took the first step and coming out with a statement, but now more importantly, action has to come about. And the NFL is going to be one of these organizations that they're going to be under a lot of scrutiny, moving forward, because of not only just the movement, but this topic was broached before this movement even started. So they're going to face a lot of heat. People are going to be waiting and seeing what exactly is going to happen. And I'm pretty sure from players to coaches, they're not going to let up at this moment. So we're going to see what the NFL does moving forward.
Do you expect, yes or no, do you expect Colin Kaepernick to be on a roster this coming season?
You know, Anita, at first I said there was no way. No way that Colin Kaepernick was going to be back in the NFL, but I think there's a good chance.
Let's be honest. Based on the video that we saw him working out at that high school in Atlanta, he's definitely better than the worst 32nd backup quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, there's no question about that. I can't think Colin Kaepernick is, what, 31, 32 at the most? So he still can, you know, from the quarterback position, he's still in his prime. So, again, you know, a few months ago, I would have thought no way his career is done in the NFL. But the way things are moving now and the fact that, you know, people are out here saying it's not enough just to admit that you're wrong. You know, there's still one big glaring hole in this whole thing, and the fact that Colin Kaepernick is still being blackballed by the NFL. I think that momentum is picking up steam quick. So it would not surprise me to see him, at some point this upcoming season.
Damian, again, thank you so much for your time on this Saturday afternoon. We really do appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.